I'm a controller. Welcome, everybody. This is Bart Sharp in Becoming Quantum Conscious at United Public Radio Network and UFO Paranormal Radio Network, broadcasting out of the beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana on 107.7 and 105.33. And we are also on Roku, the UPRN website, Facebook, YouTube, Spreaker, and other internet platforms all around the world. And I am all around the world today as I am in Southwest France. And so for this next segment of the next several months, I will be gazing and drinking French coffee, French wines, croissants, great chocolate, and having the festivities of French life, as well as going to amazing power spots at the night. And I don't even want to tell you what April 8th eclipse is going to be like in France. Oh, just can't wait to see all the UFOs and really big-eyed people walking around on that special night. So we're all excited about that. And I'm excited about my guest tonight, Penny Loftus, who is the author of The Inner Solar System. And the book says it is PJ Loftus. So it's Penny or PJ. And it's just a great cover, a mysterious cover. And welcome to the show, Penny.
Hi, thank you. Nice intro.
Thank you. I always try to make them exciting and tell a little bit about the spiciness of what's going on.
Yeah.
And what's going on is I'm at Penny's house, and she resides in Quillan, France. And that's where I reside, is Quillan, France. And if you're from Texas, you would call it Quillan, like a redneck would say. But we are in France, so we say it like the French, Quillan. Very poetic, kind of sexy, Quillan.
Quillan.
Yeah. And so, Penny, you've written this amazing book, The Inner Solar System, Being the Amazing New Normal.
Being Amazing the New Normal.
Yeah. How did you come up with that title?
Well, I work with a team of beings, not of this planet. They are astrological beings. They travel the universes and they ask you whether you want to channel the energy before you incarnate. And then when you've incarnated, they then ask you again. And I was asked again in 2012 and I said yes. Not knowing what I was going into, but I said yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at 2012... it was like you got this big wake-up call or a knock on the door inside of yourself saying, we're here.
The whole of the reality imploded to a black spot and then it exploded and I just didn't know what had happened. It was extraordinary and I was breathless. My heart was racing. I didn't know what had happened. And then there was somebody at the door that we'd planned before I incarnated. And it was a good friend of mine who's a psychic. And she said, we need to talk because she can see your spirit guides. And she said, you've got work ahead of you and I'm going to help you. And so she helped me with a meditation to do, to a meeting place, which is on my website. It's for free. There's a frequency. And then we started working with frequency and the frequency waves and what they meant. And I didn't know any of this.
Yeah, because before 2012, you were a hairdresser, ran a beauty school, led a very
normal life.
Normal life.
Yeah, I traveled the world doing shows and seminars with a company in London and then opened a couple of salons. And then we decided to come to France out of the blue.
Wow.
And we came here and we have never left and we sold everything.
Wow.
Out of the blue. We were totally unconscious of why.
Well, we have to just acknowledge Penny's husband, Martin Loftus, for having such a good sense of humor.
Yes, he needs one.
Because he does have a really good sense of humor, and he's had to have it because you're like, guess what I learned today, honey?
Yeah, it's interesting. And he just goes along. I mean, we did have a talk, and I said, you know, I understand if you don't want to be part of this. But he said, I'm in. He said, the minute I met you, I knew it was never going to be normal, whatever normal is.
Being the amazing.
The new normal.
The amazing new normal.
Yeah, being for, amazing, the new normal.
And for Penny, it's changes every day. And so when you talk about these beings, you know, a lot of people have beings come in and it's like they're angels or they're like higher forms of angels and beings like that. But that's not the case here.
No.
It is.
They're lights. They're just lights. Just lights. They're just laughing now because I'm just saying they're just lights, but they're energies. And when I work with people, 19 come in and now 24 come in. And then and we just build up this energy and they work on your physical, mental and emotional plane. It's really interesting.
Mm.
And how we do that is what this book is all about.
It's part of that journey because it's been a journey for you of you know, and she was not a student in any of this before 2012. And of course, those of you that have joined in, if you want to ask Penny questions and such, we're happy to field those questions, by the way. But with you, it was learning. I mean, you told me that you had to work on your emotional issues a lot and learn how to take the practical emotional world that everybody is doing and learn your stories. And as you evolved in that, then the greater levels of light showed up. And then you started taking in disciplines that were more practical because you had developed into a lighter being that could see these ordinary disciplines in a way others weren't seeing them.
It all started with astrology. That's where it all started from. And they said, we want you to take an astrology course and then forget all about it. And then they started on the ground level, all the different planets. But they started off with your natal chart that you were born with and how that chart you actually create before you incarnate. And within that chart, yes, there's planets and yes, there's movement, but they're also every single energy center is a solar system in your whole energetic system.
Say that again. That's a lot to take in.
So your energy centers.
Would that be chakras?
Are actual, they're many things. It's not just, you know, what we think they are. They're actual solar systems. So from the start of time, humans have looked to the skies. They've looked at the planets. And the reason being is you're looking at yourselves. And so when I realize this, and then every single chakra or energy center has a influencer, which is a main planet or an influencer that shines through and works with that energy, suddenly your whole body becomes a working astrological chart. That's when astrology, I've always loved astrology. My sister said, ever since I was a kid, I was always into planets. But I never did anything about it. It was a hobby. But now it suddenly really piqued my interest because now it became practical. Now we can use it, which is why the inner solar system was born. It started off with just 12 energy centers, and now there's 24.
Yes, and there's probably even more than that. But for some of you that are very advanced meditators and such, or energy workers, have you ever just felt like there were small solar systems in your body? And you know that a part of light was beyond time and space inside of you. And I think that's what you're trying to tell us.
I mean, we all realize that in this reality that we're living in, it's all metaphoric. You know, the planets are there, or are they? You know, the moon is there, or is it? You know, it's all metaphoric, but it helps us comprehend who we are. And that's what this is all about, this book. It's all about your anatomy of light. And it's just an introduction. It starts off with very simply just with 12 energy centers. And it helps you understand that you are much more than what you realize on a practical level.
So when you wrote this book, who were you really designing it for?
It's interesting because my publisher asked me that, and, you know, to help the editor. And I asked the question in meditation, and the team said, this book will be for everybody. Please don't, you know, we don't want big words. We don't want it overcomplicated. It's an introduction into, it's an awakening into a very practical way. So it talks of intention. It talks of everything that we do in this world, but it puts it all together. It talks of past life, because I was a past life regressionist in hypnotherapy. So past life became from a belief to a knowing, because, you know, you'll know yourself, if 100% of people come in and get a past life, it's a knowing then, it's not a belief. And when I was doing that training, that's when I realized I was not of this planet. This is the first time I've ever been in a human body. I've come here for a reason, and the reason is this. As well as having been human, having a human body to understand it more. But yeah, and that took quite a few, you know, quite a long time to get to terms with.
That's wonderful. Yeah. We have a, for Thomas Continental.
Yeah, hi Thomas. I know Thomas. Yeah, I know Thomas. Hi, he's Thomas. In Switzerland.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
I thought Continental would be kind of French.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is that.
It's bringing it all together. It's bringing it all together. So astrology suddenly becomes a living art. You know, you can look at your astrology chart, and suddenly you brought all these frequencies in, specific frequencies for yourself. So when a planet is in a particular position, it gives you a frequency, and then the degree and the minute give you how many beats of that frequency, if you want to say beats. But it's also, it brings in another frequency, which is the angelic frequencies that we work with as well. We work with Solfeggio and the angelic frequencies, but there's many more that are coming in now.
Yes. And so let's make it a little clearer, and that the frequencies, we're talking about sound frequencies, using tuning forks and gongs and big metal
healing tubes that are right behind us.
And all of these things that
it's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. With that, and Penny is very specific in this of what people need to turn on their body.
Yeah. I mean, at first it was collective. So there was the human design, which is the pentagon. And within that pentagon, you have, you know, a field around you that's 8 meters, moving to 12 and then to 16 meters. And that was to understand, that was, imagine 8 meters down into the earth, 8 meters above you, 8 meters all the way around you. When you feel or see that around you, suddenly you see what impact you have on the world. When you're in those times when you feel really small.
So would that be your 7 astral bodies that you're talking, or would that be even bigger than that?
That's even bigger than that.
Okay.
This is just a practical, it's like your, it's like a field around you that creates your reality of the physical.
Yeah. And from what I've known, because I work with these energetic fields, the more you're able to empower these energetic fields, the more your life becomes your own choice, or you have power to grow your own choices, not only in a through your intentions and your actions, but it just seems like other things seem to come along and help you.
Yeah, it's very empowering, because suddenly if you're in pain, you can use your Earth Star, which is 10 centimeters below the surface of your feet. 10 centimeters below, you play that. You play 174, which is the collective Earth Star, and you will find pain will go. You play that with Om, that gets rid of inflammation. So suddenly it becomes practical. It's not just a story or a metaphor or, you know, it can work. I mean, there are a lot of different planes of the frequency, yes, but you can work with it very practically. You don't have to be into woo-woo. You know, you can really, I've done it with people who are certainly not into anything like this.
So the scientific mind can be looking at an astrological chart, which mm-hmm. has scientific solidity in it, mm-hmm. and the sound frequencies with the tuning forks, which is very solid, much by numbers of frequencies, mm-hmm. and start doing these pingings and pongings, bing, bing, yeah, bing, and, you know, activate various parts of your body. And then you wake up a month later and you're going, wow, you know, how did I get this new job? It just seemed to land in my lap. I don't even know how that happened, because that was such a great gift, you know.
Yeah.
You could say, well, God really helped me, or that my angels really helped me. Well, maybe it was your vibration changed and you were a bigger magnet.
And when you have all your frequencies played to you in succession with the affirmations put in there, that's what I do in a session, your whole energy is suddenly centered and brought back to center. And that's when you can then go forward, and then you can use these frequencies to bring yourself back to center. It's very empowering. You don't need someone else to do it for you.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be an astrologer to understand it. And you do certainly don't need to be an astrologer to become a practitioner of this at all.
Yes.
Although it helps, you know, you yes. can, you know, you can, this works with any modality. There are no rules for this. You can work with it however you want. It's a very empowering modality.
Yes. And also, it's really empowering to get private sessions from Penny, mm. whether it be in her home or on Zoom or on another medium, just to get the idea of what that is. With that, I've had sessions and they're simply amazing.
Oh, thank you. Mm. I mean, when I do someone's, when I get their chart ready and I've got all their frequencies in front of me, I can suddenly feel their energy. And I can read their energy. So sometimes it's nice to hear things outside of yourself, about yourself, which really resonate. So it pulls you where you wanted to be. It's not about, I'm just an interpreter. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but I am explaining what you brought in with you so you can go forward with the information
yeah.
you wanted to bring in.
Indeed.
That's the difference. It's all your information.
And when you're in Penny's studio, this is a really interesting house. It's way too big for a couple in general.
And a cat.
And a cat. And a cat, of course.
Yeah, Frankie.
So she has this third floor room that is, God, a 12 to 1,500 square foot room with various other rooms. All with all of her projects. She's like a mad scientist, really. You know, she's making these spritzers and she's making all of these designs that are a symbol that hold a certain frequency, like a sigil or a glyph, mm-hmm. so to speak, a real magician. And, you know, you could say, oh, well, these are those beings are just behind her head, just yapping all the time. And I never get that with Penny. It's more like
we're a team.
It's coming. Yeah. But it's also coming out of you and your frequency.
Yeah.
You couldn't have done this 2 years ago.
No. I mean, this was only born in 2020, December the 14th.
But your projects have become more sophisticated.
Yeah. As it's all come together, it's like a springboard for all the, you know, it's just, and it's, you're just remembering. We're all yeah. just remembering. That's what it is.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring out it just, you know, sometimes when you talk to people who channel and stuff, they were like, oh no, wait a second, let me talk to my guide about that. And you start to get this, there's kind of a separation between the guide and the person, or the person is sometimes lost in that. And that's not what I ever get from you.
No.
It's more like, this is a whole evolution that I'm growing in soul with, and it has to be done by a human. It has to be put down and applied, because it's just not that simple.
Mm-hmm. It is interesting because it just flows. It just flows between us all.
It does. Martin Lofton says, who's that guy? I love the passage in the book that describes how to meditate excellence for novices, how to do excellent meditations for novices. What's that about?
So the meditation in the book, that's what you're speaking about. There's a meditation in the book that was given to me by my very dear friend that was given to her by her guides. And it's on the front page of the website at the bottom. You can just listen, you know, I've recorded it, or you can read it in the book, and they call it a meeting place. So you create this reality within, and then it becomes whatever you want it to be. It's a place to go, to be in peace. Or when I first went in, I sat there, and it was lovely and peaceful and very nice, and I couldn't believe that I could create all of this. The third meditation in, I walked, because you open a gate, you walk down the little path. So I'm walking down my little path, and suddenly there was a foot next to me, and it made me jump. It was that real. And then this voice came in, said, "Hi, I'm Sam, and I'm one of your guys." He was a Native American. He was just so full of love. He taught me of crystal energy, and we worked together in a cave with the eternal flame. And there was a big pool where we'd always bathe first. And then it was amazing.
And just because it has not so much new age stuff in it, Sam's got nicknamed Telegram Sam from a T-Rex song.
Yeah.
For anybody that's wondering about.
That's how that. It came in.
Telegram,
you remember?
Sam. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I'm a T-Rex fan. What can I say?
I was washing up, and, you know, Telegram Sam was playing very loudly in my head. And I went, "Well, I guess your name's Sam, not Foot." So that was really, really interesting.
It is. It is. It just starts to come in that way.
And they do send me songs. I get a lot of songs of the day, you know, to give me a feeling of the energy. You know, when I'm working with the astrology, every day I look at the, you know, where all the planets are, and suddenly a song will come in before I even look. And when I do that, that gives me a feeling of where these planets are, and, you know, the emotion.
Yeah.
And the collective emotion.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
wow. So often on my Facebook page, Crystal Nova, I'll just put song of the day and see what it means to you. And often it's the words as well as the music.
Yeah.
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 And there's just a message within that for everybody.
Indeed. And this is stuff just percolating up, you know, and that's the whole great thing about consciousness. Some people are mediums and that stuff comes through them, and other people, that mediumship might be very intellectual, and they may be a great scientist or have a very good technical skills on something, you know, computers and stuff. However, when you start to open this up, you marry a new voice inside of you. And it's not a being per se, it's your own voice that seems to come through. And therefore, when you are concentrating on a project that you're looking for answers, you can start asking those questions of like, well, what's the next answer for me? And you almost have a new consciousness to help you, a bigger consciousness. And
that is you. That's was the biggest exclamation, was the field. Imagine your higher self being two circles coming in and out. I mean, it's much more than that, but for 3D brain, we need to have a simplified. So you've got two circles coming in and out, and the creative vesica Pisces, and you're right, your physicalness is tiny right in the middle, and this field around you is what you've created from your higher self.
Now that's so wicked. It just makes me want to say, this is an ancient story I heard about Jesus, or people who worshiped Jesus back in the day, that one would draw a circle with his foot on the sand, and another person would draw a circle, and they would meet there. Just as you were describing it, it's like, that's how the fish was created. But it's also,
this is how your field is created. But it's a much more, you know, it's there's a lot more going on. But very simply, that's your field, that you work with your reality in it.
And here's Martin asking you a question. Please explain how you marry the natal chart with frequencies for parts of the body.
So like I expressed with the body, we have lots and lots and lots of energy centers. And so, for instance, your Earth star, great one to start with. It's where we release from. We use the magnetics of the Earth and we release into the crystalline grid, into the Earth, everything in our consciousness that we no longer need. You know, the push-pull of the universe, of your higher self, whatever you want to call that energy. Everyone has a different name. And so the Earth star is ruled by Ceres.
So are you releasing like your pains and your aggravations and your emotional stuff that isn't, or anything that's not working for you?
I'm physical.
Could be a relation, crystal relationships, yeah. or yeah. how you act in relationships.
Yeah.
And then yeah. something else can come in when that's gone.
Yeah. And this is where we release from. And so if I look on a natal chart, we find Ceres, and say, for instance, it's in Sagittarius.
Mm-hmm.
That would be 963 hertz. If it was at 3 degrees, then it would be 963. And then in brackets, we have 333, which tells us what you're doing with that frequency. So 333 is the number simply. There's more to it, but there's a number simply of expansion. So you're expanding 963. Mm. What is 963? It's ancient knowledge. It's connection. It's meditation. It's all of that.
Yes. But with the sound frequencies to guide you and expand you with all of this. And that's the beauty. Like, there's nobody else that's done this.
No.
I mean, and this is an original creation. You're hearing it first here.
Yes.
On
an original concept. Sorry, Colin.
And it's that astrology and sound frequencies can come together and expand you to where you can release this stuff. But also something else is coming in, which we have a new response coming in from Thomas Continental. Undoing what has been done while retaining knowledge moves your energy beyond disease into ease. I love this quote from the book.
Thank you, Thomas.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's true. We call it the three. It's just a simple number three. And you can put that over any part of your body that's in pain or you've had for quite a while and you think, do you know what? I'm done with this. I've learned enough from this. I want to finish with this. You can just simply draw the three, and the energy of the three is undoing all that's been done whilst retaining the knowledge. Mm. And two great, great things for this is the turquoise crystal, because that uses the energy of 999 hertz, which is for you to remember. And also the wood Palo Santo, to rub it in your hands and smell it, that will create that remembering as well. So when you just put a three over any ailment, whether it be physical, emotional, mental, it will help you release it a lot quicker.
Indeed.
And it's simple.
And you might just ask that question, what's right about this that I'm not getting? Mm. And see if there's some sort of insight that shows up that you go, oh, this is why I'm hanging on to it, and use the power of three with this.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I mean, we can go to another energy center, the heart. There's five frequencies, five planets. And right in the center, your I am energy is an Akashic library where you can go into it. You don't need anyone else to get, you can invoke the frequency. You can say, I invoke, say, for instance, mine is 639. On the 666. So I can say, I invoke my 639 on the 666. And then you can say an affirmation, I am, or ask a question and then let it come into your reality. It might come in as a voice. It might come in through a picture. It might come in, you're on the internet, something will come in. It might come through a conversation.
Yeah. Some information will come up.
Yeah.
And I always hear that's, how many times have we heard that from other people? It's like, yeah, I've been searching for this and I've been asking. And all of a sudden I was driving down the road and I see a billboard, and there in that billboard was the message I needed to hear. Yeah. And there felt like this synchronicity, this expansion. And then they trusted that knowing.
Yeah.
And that's a lot how it works.
Because it hits you right dead center.
Exactly.
It just feels right.
Exactly. And before we go to the next concept, I'd just like to say that you're listening to Becoming Quantum Conscious at United Public Radio Network and UFO Paranormal Radio Network on 107.7 and 105.3, broadcasting out of the beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana. And we are on UPRM website. We are on cable television, Roku, Facebook, YouTube, Spreaker, other internet platforms all over the place, all over the world, which we really like to have everybody listening in as this worldwide consciousness. Because when you have a show like this with Penny Loftus, author of The Inner Solar System, and my name is Bart Sharp, hopefully there's not too much reflection there, The Inner Solar System. When everybody's listening and bringing their intention in, maybe more people are waking up to new ideas. Mm-hmm. More people are waking up to new energies, and just tune in to what you feel the vibration of Penny is, because she's starting to cook right now and having a higher vibration, as am I. And we just like to send that out all throughout the world and for people to receive it. And, you know, the whole point is change, and change with that.
Moving forward, yeah.
Exactly. It's about service.
Yeah.
And that's what this radio show is all about, is bringing new ideas that bring in serving everybody that wants to listen. And it's just that simple. You know, your book has this really interesting symbol, and you just, symbols start to come up, and symbols are really important because they hold vibrations, just like certain words hold vibrations. And when you say that word, you vibrate that. But your symbols are entertaining, to say the least.
This symbol was the symbol that they used in Lemuria and Atlantis for frequency astrology. It was used in Egypt for frequency astrology. And when the next book comes out about your light anatomy, there's two of these circles intersected with both directions, which is iconic of your field and the way the planets move and the way your planets move.
And it's interesting that you have this water and splashing of water, and it's kind of chaotic water. I'm sure that just wasn't the artist spitting out his pen or anything.
This is the, you can see, I don't know if you can see on there properly, but it's the chaos that is you. It's all the atoms, it's all the molecules, it's that beautiful, elegant space between cells. It's the water that has memory, the flow, the plasmic flow that we're all part of. You know, it's working with your DNA, because we're now working with this to work with the DNA. But this symbol has an energy. That symbol has an energy, which gives the book an energy. And this book has it helps you. It's a catalyst to help you move forward.
Yeah.
That's what that energy is all about.
Well, when I saw this book cover, you know, of course I've known you for a couple of years, so yeah. I'm a fan. But I was intrigued by it. Like, she's really got something that I've not seen, you know, anywhere else. And of course, I was an ancient Atlantean, so naturally this is stimulating some of my oldest memories, just along with that. So, you know, that's a very sneaky marketing technique.
It unlocks all these unlocked keys within you that you've locked. That's all part of the game that you want to unlock. You know, we use the term doors or portals, but like a lot of the archangels that I talk to, they say there are no doors, there are no portals. You only put them there for you to unlock. It's part of the game of being in this life.
It is.
And it's interesting with these symbols, how they unlock parts of you. So when I look at your natal chart and we get all your frequencies, there are certain frequencies that show me that you've had Atlantean lives, Lemurian lives. You're working with, you know, certain things. It helps you get back on that road. You know, if you're sat there with a lot of information, you're not sure, you play those frequencies and you sit with it, it will really central and bring you back to your path.
And it's not about having grandiosity. Mm-mm. It's about remembering that you're really a big being and that, you know, the things you've learned from the past being whatever you've been is a part of your makeup. And to me, it gives you confidence. It gives you this idea that, well, no, this lifetime I had a lot of abuse and felt very disempowered. And I know I'm so much more. And to me, it gives me confidence. It's not a good idea to look at it in grandiosity and go, well, guess what? I was in another lifetime, you know. No, it's not that. It's like, no, I got power, but I still got to use it. And I still got to put it out there. And another concept from Martin, the publisher was clever using a symbol as an O on the book cover.
Oh yeah, in the solar system, that's when we were devising the front cover, where the O was, he put the symbol in there.
Yes.
And also in my name in the Loftus, which was,
So everybody that's Atlantean would kind of get imprinted.
Or Lemurian,
Maybe I ought to pay attention to this.
Yeah.
You've made so many cool symbols over the years, and they just pop up. Or
when I was in Costa Rica, I was doing a retreat out there. We were facilitating. It was great. After the retreat, imagine the energy was really, really high, working with all those fields and creating this energy for the earth as well as all the people around us. We were in a place called Uvita, right by the Pacific, and it was stunning. And there was three of us. We were sat at a table. We'd gone there for lunch. It was like a yoga shala. The energy was just lovely. And all of a sudden, I just got the message, close your eyes. And I did. And suddenly I was in a cave, like tourmaline, and there were these symbols on this cave wall, but the symbols weren't painted. They were moving energy. So I quickly, when I came out of it, I quickly started drawing these symbols. And over the next 24 hours, all this information was coming in for these symbols that match. They work with different energetic centers that work with different planets. For instance, your root energy center or chakra is where Jupiter lives for everybody. It's the human design. But there is a certain symbol now that works with Jupiter and with your throat energy center. They really want you to get involved with your throat energy center, because you play your Black Moon Lilith, which is at the back of your energy center, and ask for a symbol. So you play or invoke that frequency, ask for a symbol. Then you've got a frequency right in the middle, Juno, and she's your origin story. So what you do then is you use this symbol to unlock your origin story, play that certain frequency and ask all the questions, or ask what, or just ask to be shown something of yourself, which helps you then to move forward.
And asking the questions is so important. That you ask, you tune in. The sound frequencies help that vibration, almost like, is in a vibration that just help it go.
Yeah, well, you've got frequency, which is a wave, and it creates a certain vibration for you that matches what you incarnated as. So when you play or invoke this frequency, it brings in like a carrier wave information on it. So at the moment, we've got lots of light codes coming in before this great eclipse on the 8th. And how this comes in is through frequency, and it's carried in. These codes are carried in and they come to you, and it comes into your DNA, which is like, imagine the two strands and you've got the strands going across. These are like little libraries, and all this information is going in here for you to retrieve anytime.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very simplified version of how these frequencies are carrier waves. So when you play a specific or invoke a specific frequency for you, it will have a direct effect for you, and you will get what you need from that. Even if it's just peace.
Yeah.
But even if it's just peace.
So what are some of the things that you do to help facilitate these frequencies to come into you as messages.
So we will explain to people what the certain frequencies they're working with and what that certain energy center or part of the body is. So if you've got problems, say, with your arm or your leg, you've got these two pillars of rotating energy that rotates all the way around you, and they've got frequency, the whole right side, the whole left side. So you can instantly look at that. But a great way of releasing anything from anywhere in the body is invoke the frequency of the nearest spot and then just say, I release all resistance. Because a lot of the time there's energy coming in, there's information coming in, and there is resistance to that. So if you just say, I release all resistance, the energy can then flow.
So if I was like, let me understand this correctly. Mm. If I felt like I had a lot of anger and I was feeling it in my gut, I might start using the chart of what was connected with my gut. Mm-hmm. And then when that was tuned in, maybe I would get images. Maybe I'd not. Maybe I'd get an understanding. But it's somewhere in that process, when I get tuned into it, then I can ask it to
leave. I mean, I work with it all the time now. I've trained myself with my body. I haven't trained the body. I've trained myself with the body. It's like when you've got a dog and they say, well, it's the owner, not the dog, you know, and it's the same with the body. And we can train ourselves. You know, Louise L. Hayes, she helped you train with affirmation. You know, we use affirmation in this. We've also brought in every single degree of the zodiac, we have a different meaning, which again brings in crystal energy, dragon energy. It brings all kinds of energy in to help you remember what you came in to do with that energy. And that is a blueprint. Your astrological chart is a blueprint for this life that you're living in. And you have two libraries, one in the third eye, one in the heart, one for this life and one of all the lives you've ever lived. Yeah. You know, you have all this stored within you that you can unleash with frequency.
So how does the mind and body, if you would think of those two separate and you're becoming a more conscious person, how do they change by taking a path like this?
Well, you have four different energy frequencies in the third eye and the brain, and you have three on the top. Mm-hmm. You also have five in the heart, and the throat energy is the intersection of these two. So when we get a cough, oh, there's something leaving or there's something coming in and we're not quite comfortable with it. And if we don't, I release all resistance and play the frequency or say the frequency or whatever you want to do with that, it may get worse and worse. It may be something that you've always had and you want to get rid of, which we've helped with people. But this is a big interchange, this energy here, and it goes between the heart and the mind. Mm. So if you have energy coming in to the heart and then it's going to the mind, if you are then comfortable with it, you can play your Uranus, which is on the left-hand side, which creates a new synapsis within the brain, and it carries a new pathway for that energy. And then it goes to the center, which is all the lives you've ever lived. Is there any more information you want to go in there? Then it comes to the right side where your Saturn is. This is your dragon. This is your manifestor. This is the creator, the container creator, maker, container maker. And so you'll find then that you will create new reality with you. This is how affirmation works. But you've also got one at the back, which is your causal. And this is a really interesting one because you bring in certain light, you bring a certain color of light with you on that. And so suddenly all this information starts building a picture that your heart is sending up. And then you can actually create your own new reality through working with the brain. Everything has a reason for being there. Yeah. The brain-heart coherence is the alchemy of this physical body and the energetics.
With the throat here as this so important intermediary for it to activate all the body.
Yeah, it comes up, it goes down, and it's all through here.
Wow.
Which is why we can't, you know, like many doctors will say, we can't cure the common cold because, you know, we are releasing from the third eye, which is from there to there. We're releasing from the throat, which is from there to there. And then we have the heart here, which is, you know, not taking life in or, you know, coughing, you know, and it all works within this area here.
Or it's disempowerment in your second chakra.
Yeah, exactly.
And believing, oh, I'm always supposed to struggle and I always need something to sabotage myself so I can enable that concept to stay alive.
Yeah. And this is all about change, the throat energy center. Mm. So you'll often find if you've got change around you, which we all have at the minute, we'll get little tiny niggles in the throat.
Yeah.
And the minute I feel that, I go, okay, what am I resisting against for change? And so I'll say, I'll release all resistance and then just allow the energy to flow.
Wow. Mm. I love Penny has all of these different cards. We're looking at many of them and their fascination with the symbols, but I'm going to bring this one up. And this one is called
Hygieia.
Hygieia, which we found very, very fascinating because in the book, Hygieia is in the back of the solar plexus.
Yeah.
And me and myself as doing shamanistic work, always found the back of the solar plexus is where we hold our greatest limiting emotions. And of course, when Penny pops up at this concept and I'm looking at it on the chart, I'm going, there's a big emotional release with this Hygieia thing. Just, oh, it's right in the back of the solar plexus. Like, it's the same model I've been using. And, you know, we're both weirdos.
Yeah.
And coming up with these very, you know, out there type of theories of energy. But I had been learning about the back of the solar plexus being where everything begins, but also it's where all your negative thoughts began. And, you know, you have a model that interacts with that.
Which... It's a bridge. I am balance. I am the bridge. And it's a bridge between your emotional, your mental bodies, your light bodies, all the names we've got for all these different bodies we can't see. It's the bridge and it's called the gateway. And it's your belly button. It goes through to the back. And I was made aware of it. I could feel this energy and I didn't understand what it was. And then I was guided and they said, right, this is the planet. And I've known Hygieia for a long time. I've always seen her on the... When I first started with astrology, they were very clear at which planets, points and asteroids we were to work with in the beginning. And Hygieia was always there. And I never, because there was so much energy coming in, so much information coming in for this new astrology that I didn't have the, you know, I knew it would come in one day. And so this is going to be in the new book, The Anatomy of Light, that's not written yet, but I am writing it this year, where all this information is here because this deals with 12 energy centers. It's just introducing you to this slowly so you can get used to it. And then the next one will bring in much, much more. But yeah, Hygieia. Hygieia is the gateway to physical, mental, and emotional health.
Yeah. To me, it's where everything pops in the back of the solar plexus, where all your greatest limiting emotions are there. And they're picking up energies all around you and influencing your brain how to think and have emotions in your thoughts. And so if you have a lot of negative energy there, of course, you're going to have more negative thoughts come up through your body that way. And so this has techniques on how to release that and to let it evolve. Most importantly, it's just good to know that this is how the body energetically works.
And you can, if you've got that, you know, you're having those thoughts, you can just invoke your frequency of your Hygieia. And simply say, I am balance, I am the bridge, and allow this energy to create, to go and bring in new energy. Mm-hmm. And if you do this when you're having different impulses, because we've all had them, we've all been in situations when things are rising up and you're kind of like, uh-oh, what's that? So invoke your Hygieia, I am balance, I am the bridge. And that can be an affirmation, a mantra, whatever you want to call it, until it gets you to the vibration of where you want to be. Yeah. And then you can look at it, you know, you can step back and look at it. But it's a really good one, Hygieia.
Yeah.
Definitely.
In some of your layouts, you will have a sound frequency of a higher vibration that's feminine and a lower vibration that's masculine. That seems to consistently happen, and not that one's better than the other, because a lower frequency has a different purpose as a higher frequency.
Like, yeah, for instance, 174 is the male divine, 285 is the female divine. And it, as you go around the astrological wheel, the first six are earthly and the last six are cosmic.
Mm.
And so you have the male divine, the female divine, then you get to what you would call Gemini, which is union. And then you go from union, you go to, you know, Cancer, which we know as, well, I know as the wisdom of the moon, which is emotional intelligence. And so you can see as you work through this that the male, the female, the union, and then we have emotional intelligence. Then we get to the light codes of Leo, and then we get to the healing colors of Virgo. And suddenly on this earthly plane, you have all this array of tools that you've brought in for you to then go up through the cosmic side of your chart. Mm-hmm. It's just a different astrology. It's a new concept. And if you're an astrologer out there, you want to play with this because it works with any astrology. I use a cosmic chart. I use a Raman chart that I was guided to use. I did use tropical, and I felt very uncomfortable not using tropical because I didn't fit in as it was. Mm-hmm. And now I really didn't fit in. But now when we do the cosmic charts, it flows. You know, yes. It's where the planets actually are, and it's real, you know.
It's
not psychological.
It's just interesting that the masculine, and it's so much what I see in emotional work, is that you deal with the lower frequencies of the masculine, and then the higher frequencies of your feminine self start to show up, and then you'll have wholeness between the two, and both of are empowered. Mm. It's very much about the same concept you're saying here.
Yeah. I mean, the male divine is the foundational energy. It's that manifesting energy. It's that energy that starts things. And then you've got the female energy that comes in that goes a little deeper, a little higher, a little wider. And you use these two energies together. And you come into union with that.
Hmm.
You can go anywhere with it.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So I have one last question for you. And I want you to think about it while
I
give parting words. What would you like to leave with the audience in parting? And while you think about that, I'm going to tell everybody my name is Bart Sharp, and you are on Becoming Quantum Conscious, a United Public Radio Network and UFO Paranormal Radio Network, 107.7 and 105.3, out of the beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, on Roku, Facebook, YouTube, UPNR website, and more. Next week, we will have Alethea Sophia. I will be out at the beautiful hotel in the Pyrenees Mountains, right near Chateau de Montségur at Le Comte, which is just this beautiful hotel with all of this water running through it. And I'm going to interview Alethea Sophia on the topic of what is next. Another question. And with Alethea, I'm sure I'll be surprised. And after that, I'm having Melinda Pratt, and we're going to be talking about the harmonic flat spot, which is a totally new concept, much like this one is today of the inner solar system. So April is a pretty out there month. So what would you like to share, Penny?
Being amazing, it's the new normal. Everyone's got abilities, and you can hone those abilities and become much more amazing than you think you really are. You are amazing, and it is a new normal.
It is a new normal to step up into it. And what an Aquarian age type of statement to say is that, yes, you are. And it's not like fake it till you make it.
Nuh-uh.
No, it's like you really are there, and it's time to just step up into it in ways you never knew before. And this book can really help you do that.
Thank you, Bart. Yeah.
Thank you, Penny. And we'll see y'all next week.
Yeah, thank you. Oh.